Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome to Reddit Tales and Takeaways. I am accompanied by my friend Reed here, and we're doing another episode of this podcast, which I know you guys all enjoy so very much.
Yep, welcome back to episode 8. Today we have stories of malicious compliance.
Reed, would you like to explain what that is? He explained it very well to me before the pod.
So pretty much it's people who like follow instructions or like, yeah, pretty much follow instructions.
Like a good boy.
Yeah, but it kind of makes a turn for the worse for the other like rude person. Kind of confusing to explain, but y'all will see
we'll get into it. You'll see in the story. Thrilled.
All right, so first story up, we have my neighbors wanted to call a professional to mark their property line. My parents agreed.
Very good foreshadowing in this story.
That's kind of what a title does. It hooks, tell you what's gonna go on.
You know what else a title does? Deceive. Because titles can be deceiving. So why don't we go ahead and listen to the story?
Yep. This was a long time ago, but I remember it clearly. We moved into a community with tight space in between our house and our neighbors, and we didn't like them being able to see into our kitchen. We put up a bunch of plants, costing thousands, but my parents thought it would be worth it. A week later, my parents awoke to the plants completely chopped down.
Oh, without permission? They didn't ask.
Yeah, sounds like the neighbor wanted to be all rude and stuff.
Very rude.
They probably thought it, based on the title, they probably thought it was on their property.
And this cost thousands of dollars, too.
Yeah. A week later, my parents awoke to the plants completely chopped down. My father was furious and marched down to our neighbor's house. He told my father the plants were on his property line, therefore he had total right to take them down.
He should have asked them to move it first.
Or just, even if it is on your property line, you should still like alert them ahead of time.
And who cares, really? I mean, this is just petty right off the bat. Yeah. Like, the plants aren't bothering you, probably.
Yeah, there's like no way they're causing you harm.
Yeah.
All right. He warned that if anything were to go on his property again, he would report us to the authorities immediately. Sounds like we have a narc on our hands.
We have a... I can't say this word on the podcast, but you know what I'm thinking.
I don't, actually.
I won't say it.
What letter does it start with?
A B.
Okay. I see where you're going.
Continue.
Later that day, my father called the company that put in the plants, and with the warranty, we could have them replanted next week for no charge.
That's good.
We made sure there was no way it was on our neighbor's property. However, a few days later, we caught him chopping them down at 2 a.m.
At 2 a.m.? Right,
this guy is crazy.
So obviously,
he was personally chopping them down
at 2 a.m. Like, obviously,
at 2 a.m.
And he knows what he's doing is wrong because he's doing it at 2 a.m.
Yeah, this guy's got a problem.
Nothing good happens at 2 a.m. in the morning.
There's a lot of good, but...
Continue.
We called the police upon obstruction of property. And after a chat with my neighbor, he decided to call the professional and mark his property line. My father agreed. A few days later, I got home to find orange tape in my neighbor's yard. Apparently, his fence was 11 feet over our property line. That is some instant karma.
Yep, that's karma.
This story could definitely be in the instant karma category, too.
Definitely.
But...
Continue.
We watched as he took down his fence completely furious.
Nice.
Within the next month, we were enjoying our new space and privacy in our backyard, and my neighbor ended up losing a fourth of his backyard.
Damn.
My neighbor ended up having to pay almost $10,000 for the destruction of our property, and we got to plant our plants again.
Oh, poor neighbor.
That is just wonderful.
It's kind of weird that this was put in this category of malicious compliance because they did comply to the rezoning and stuff.
Well, that's what it is because they complied to the rezoning, and then the other guy like kind of got karma for doing it.
He definitely because he was being rude and mean, and he got totally owned. Can you look at some of the comments just to make sure?
Hold on, there's a little extra. My neighbor chopped down our plants because he claimed we were on his property. After calling a professional, he lost 11 feet of his backyard and had to pay for destruction of property, and we got to keep our plants.
So that
was just a little extra piece. Yeah,
that was a little summary of what had occurred.
Let me see if there's any juicy comments.
This is very interesting. I find this very good karma. Punishment fits the crime, and this guy should have done his research, because if he would have just left the plants up after the second time, sure, he made a mistake by chopping down the plants, but then he could have realized his mistake.
Yeah, also, even if it is on your property, that's still, not cool.
It's plants. It's not that big of a deal, and especially if they spent, thousands of dollars on it.
Yeah, I am kind of wondering on, the layout, though, because he had a fence. They were saying he had a fence. So were the plants on the other side of the fence?
It was on their side
of the fence. On the rider's side of the fence, and he still decides to take it down?
I would assume so.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I know. Yeah, that's weird.
There were two people in the comments who had the same thing happen to them.
Oh, that's sad. Well, that's actually good.
Kind of similar situations, and the other guy got instant karma.
Nice. That one was deserved too. So on a scale of 1 to 10 of deserved, that's a 10 because he did it twice.
Yeah, I'm going 10 out of 10 for deserved. No question about it.
Yeah, that was a good one. So I think that we can, close the door on that one.
Yeah, we can both agree that that guy definitely deserved it.
Yeah.
All right, on to the next one.
So this one is kind of a work one, and we've done work once before through UK jobs and stuff. So,
we did do one of those.
We all remember the Toot Toot scandal.
Yeah.
So,
sadly, I do.
We'll continue with this. Let's begin. Get rid of my vacation. Have fun replacing me. I originally posted this as a comment on another thread, but realized it needed its own limelight. So obviously, this is pretty juicy because they came to the conclusion this deserves its own limelight.
Yep.
Okay. I worked at a company that gave out exorbitant amounts of vacation. Anyone who worked there for 25 plus years received 8 weeks of vacation and 2 weeks of personal time.
That sounds like a solid job.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. This was a family-owned company, but rather large. We ran 3 shifts, totaling 250 plus people. So it seems that this is a family business, so the boss cares about his employees.
It's good people running it.
Yeah. Enter Jimmy. Jimmy was a grizzled old man. He started at the company when he was 20. Now he was 63 and gave absolutely zero S words. Jimmy also knew how to make a specific part of our product, him and one higher up in the office. So he's important. He's an integral part of this operation. Yeah. One day, the plant owner comes out and announces he's selling to a corporation. He's older and ready to retire, and he promises there will be very little change and wishes us all well. So he just, I don't blame the owner for this, It's time to move on. The new company comes in and immediately goes after many of the great benefits we had. The first thing they do is cut everybody's max vacation down to 4 weeks. So completely in half.
Yeah, almost. Completely in half. Yeah.
And do completely away with personal time. Ooh.
So they go from 8 week vacation, 2 week personal time to 4 weeks vacation, no personal time.
Yeah.
That's 60% decrease.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Anyone who's maxed out and had
That's also only for people who are maxed out. So entry level employees are getting nothing.
Yeah. Anyone who's maxed out had until December 31st of that year to use it up, and they wouldn't pay it out. Then go into the office and clean house, firing anyone who's close to retirement, including Jimmy's backup. Wow. So they just...
Yeah, that's not cool.
That's crazy.
I think I see where this is going, though, where everybody's going to use, all of their vacation all at once.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
I haven't
pre-read this only.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, obviously, this new corporation's not treating their employees nearly as well. So let's continue. But they also do away with one very important rule. You no longer have to get vacation approved. You can just call in and take it. Oh, okay. They made a fatal mistake there.
Yeah.
Jimmy is pissed, and they know it. They realize he's the only one in the building that can do his job now. So they hire a new kid for him to train, most likely to permanently replace Jimmy. So Jimmy does what anyone would do. He calls in the first training day for the new hire and lets us know he's going to use all his PTO at once and promptly takes 10 weeks off.
W Jimmy.
Jimmy's a savage.
Yeah.
He's taking his PTO so that this new guy can't get trained, I bet. We had a backstock of parks he had made, so it wasn't too unnerving. But for 10 weeks, Jimmy went and applied to other jobs, found one, and started. Fast forward 10 weeks, it's the day Jimmy is supposed to return. He doesn't. For 2 days, they try calling him and even go to his house. He's nowhere to be found. Finally, on day 3, he calls and resigns, and they lose their shit. Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
So, obviously, this guy was integral. They should have treated him better and not just tried to replace him.
Yeah, just because he's about to retire doesn't mean you should treat him like a sack of potatoes.
Exactly. Okay.
Is that not a great metaphor?
We'll say it is. The parts he makes are specialized and patented by the original founder, and you can't just hire someone off the street to make them. What eventually happened is was they had to contact the original owner to come in and teach some new hires how to make them. And when he found out what all they had done, it pissed him off. The last I heard, he charged them a 7-figure contract to teach them how to produce the parts, and they had to pony up or close down. Wow. That's intense.
It is.
Good original owner for making them do that. And having them, because they...
I mean, all of these people, especially Jimmy, he's been part of this, family-owned business, employees matter for 43 years.
I know. He's not just going to resign on that.
All of a sudden, some, money-greedy company comes in and buys it. Jimmy's not going down that easy.
Yeah, definitely. And this is how they ended the story.
Let's hear it.
Moral of the story, don't F-word with people's vacation time. You don't do... I mean, I couldn't agree more with that. You don't mess with...
I mean, you can mess with it in the upwards direction,
Yeah. But, you don't want to mess with employees because they're the backbone of the company.
Yeah.
And obviously Jimmy was really important.
And, maybe... the corporate company takes, a week or so off, then that's, annoying but not crazy. But for them to take off 6 out of 10 weeks all at once, I mean, I don't know what they were expecting.
Yeah. Okay. There are multiple edits. Would we like to hear them?
Let's hear them.
First edit. Jimmy made an electronic control module that was sealed and stayed fixed in a port... unit made of two-part epoxy.
Wait, what?
Okay, obviously people were asking what Jimmy made, and that's what he made. Not super.
Yeah.
Okay, edit 2. Jimmy didn't exactly miss out on a 7-figure contract and had zero chance to take one. He left, said F 'em, and moved on.
Oh, W Jimmy. He's not even going back to take the money.
When they contacted the previous owner and explained the situation, it was basically, you need my help, it'll cost $1 million type of conversation. W owner. He also, he knew, he benefited from the situation as well. He got that bag.
Yep.
Okay, and then final update. Thank you everyone for all the attention this received. I had no idea this would blow up like this. I have immediate family working with the company still, so I fear... So if I hear any more rumblings, I'll fill you all in. Also, I worked here for 4 years. I have a few other Jimmy stories I may post at other times on appropriate Reddits. Thank you.
Oh, we might have to do a Jimmy story episode.
Okay. Is there? We should an episode on just Jimmy stories.
Yeah. Just title it Jimmy.
Jimmy. That's not a horrible idea. If we get a lot of attention, if this episode gets 30, that's
ambitious. That way too much.
10,
we'll
seven.
Go, no, 10 streams.
10 streams, we'll do a Jimmy episode, and that will be on Instagram, so everybody knows.
Yep, we'll be sure to.
Yeah, so make sure you.
Also, please be sure to let us know if you want to come be a guest on the show.
Yeah, we're very open. We are, we have We don't exactly know, but this might be one of, not one of our last, but like, we don't have a ton of episodes left, so if you want to be a guest, now's your time.
Yeah, we're going to get a couple more episodes in, but
yeah,
we know the term is coming to an end.
We know.
If you're in period 2 or 5, let us know. We'd love to have you on the show.
We would love.
Not if you're in period 2 or 5. If you're available, period 2 or 5.
And we could maybe make an exception after school. It depends on who you are. It depends on who you are.
It depends on how exclusive of a guest you are. Yeah.
True. Okay. Thank you for watching,
as always.
Thank
you for listening.
Looking forward to that Jimmy episode. Let's get 10 streams.
Yep.